You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. When white settlers stole land from what is now known as the Coeur d'Alene tribe in North Idaho, the oral history of the land and its people was put in danger. Well, now there's a new effort to connect tribal youth with their elders through language and storytelling, incorporating Indigenous knowledge of the environment with science. And the medium they're using? A new podcast. And now in its second season, Voices to Hear features middle and high school students from the Coeur d'Alene tribe, mentored by college students and young adults in their community. In each episode, the youth interview elders, exploring the lakes, the creeks, the animals and fish that populate North Idaho. And back in September, I got the opportunity to talk with two members of the Coeur d'Alene tribe who mentor the youth podcasters, Kira Anton and Jake Brown, as well as Ann Kern, a professor of science education at the University of Idaho in Coeur d'Alene. I started by asking Ann how the University of Idaho is connected to the project and how it's funded.
I've been working with the Coeur d'Alene tribe for about 10 years now. I hooked up with the director of education for the tribe, Dr. Chris Meyer, and we put together some programs thinking about what would really help the community as far as building leaders, developing leaders for the community. And the Coeur d'Alene tribe actually is anointed, I guess, or actually owns the bottom third of Lake Coeur d'Alene, which is highly contaminated through the mining activity up the St. Joe. So because of that, Dr. Meyer felt that we could bring and start enlightening or exciting youth into getting into science, because that was a big thing that was going on in their backyard. And so we started with a program called Back to the Earth. This was a national Science Foundation project, and that was a 3-year project that was focused on third, fourth, and fifth graders to get out into the community and explore the science around them. And then our next project, which is now Voices to Hear, is also a National Science Foundation project that helps to kind of work with those sixth, seventh, and eighth graders, as well as high school, college students as their mentors to sort of take it to the next level, not just learn about the science or talk about the science in the community, but also to develop stories to inform the community members mm-hmm. about what's happening as in the environmental decision making and so forth in their community.
So I think the podcast is fascinating. I mean, how it weaves, you know, this tribal myth and stories, and it's really multi-generational. So, and I mean, who's the target audience for the podcast? I mean, is it for folks who are outside of the tribe, within the tribe, you know, or both?
I think it's a bit of both. I think when I first started working with the tribe about, like I said, 10 years ago, one of the issues is they have had won this big lake management lawsuit between, I think it was a number of mining mines up in the Silver Valley. And they were, like I said, presented or given the bottom third of the lake to reclimate and, clean up the contamination. And so one of the things I had always heard was that many community members within the Coeur d'Alene tribe and reservation didn't even know about this project, about wow. this issue. So I think, you know, that there was sort of a twofold or maybe a threefold purpose to this. One is to excite youth and maybe entice youth or recruit the youth into understanding the science within the community and maybe getting excited about it to come back and be tribal professionals, tribal scientists, as well as leaders. And we have one perfect example here, Jake Brown, who did not necessarily, was a bit older to participate in our Back to the Earth program, but came back. Is working towards his degree in wildlife management to become a scientist for the tribe, as well as a leader, as he is a Coeur d'Alene tribal member.
And I do want to talk. I do want to talk with Jake in just a minute, but I wanted to bring Kyra into the conversation as well, because Kyra, you've been a mentor. I mean, working with young teens in the tribe to produce the podcast. What's that experience been like for you?
It's been really amazing. I think that my favorite part with working with the youth is really seeing how they attach themselves to the lands, from the way that we're really bringing in the perspective of the native side and also, I guess, westernized science, and just realizing that the youth, that they're more connected, like helping them realize that they're more connected to it than they had originally thought, because like the as Indigenous people, we're the original caretakers of the land. And so just helping this program and allowing them to relearn that has been really amazing.
And I understand that you recently graduated from Washington State University, Kyra. Go Cougs. I'm an alum. And you studied digital technology and culture. Why do you think audio storytelling, you know, like this is so important?
I think it's a great way to really connect with people. Our people have been telling stories for generations, and this is just one more way that we're stepping forward and kind of getting a broader reach. Oftentimes, we're just able to reach more people and to be able to tell our stories, and I think this is really amazing.
Jake, as it was mentioned, I mean, your day job, you're a wildlife tech with the Coeur d'Alene tribe, you're part of the tribe. How did you connect young folks with elders and scientists to really help understand their community, but the environment too?
For me, a lot of it was trying to incorporate our tribal history and our tribal language, you know, and trying to make sure that they understand like Western science, as well as showing them that we had a understanding of this as well, you know, like within our language. Like over the course of the summer, I was able to connect with a few different language people, and one of the words that they showed us was Hinmulchin, which is beaver, but it had like a deeper connection, which is like land engineers, you know. So It was kind of showing the kids that the Coeur d'Alene's had an understanding and the importance of the beavers in our Hingman Creek restoration, what an important role they serve for the environment and the ecology. That's one of the things that the Western science has been catching up to, is realizing their importance and trying to revitalize the habitat so that they can help restore the floodplains. And so just trying to tie in both, you know, Indigenous science, I guess, and Western science.
We actually have an edited clip from the introduction on the episode that you worked on, Jake. So let's take a listen to that right now.
He's Lock Lock. Lily Ledoux. Hello, my friends. I'm Coeur d'Alene. My name is Lily Ledoux. Today, you will be listening to a podcast created by Lily Ledoux, Valdina Matt, Bruta Sijon, and Jake Brown about the history and the restoration process of Hangman Creek.
Okay, my name is Achoyten, which means many tracks, many paths. And that's my native given name, but my other name is Mark Henry Stanger, and I work for the Coeur d'Alene Fish and Wildlife, and plus I'm a tribal elder. Yes, elder.
Hey, Jake, what was it like to see these young folks learn about their culture and their environment through this type of storytelling?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. Like, particularly one of the students I was working with, he was able to connect with someone and learn about his family tree and his where he descends from, and kind of some of the higher ups in his family. And he was pretty proud of that. And he was, I seen like a brightness in his face, and he was, you know, really proud to show off, you know, his family tree and kind of show people who he's related to and where he comes from and where his family originally kind of came from in our Aboriginal territory. So, I mean, it was an amazing opportunity. And I was pretty fortunate to be able to be a part of that and kind of see that unfold.
And Kyra, what's the takeaway, do you think, for this project?
I think it's really just not only allowing us to be mentors to youth and allow them to ask us questions, whether it be about college or whether it be about the program, wildlife. It's it's really just given us an opportunity to connect with youth and help guide them to where they want to be in life, whether it is working in this field or working on podcasts. It's just creating opportunities for them.
That was my September conversation with Kyra Antone and Jake Brown, two members of the Coeur d'Alene Tribe Mentoring Youth Podcasters, as well as Ann Kern, professor of science education at the University of Idaho in Coeur d'Alene. We will, of course, link to the Voices to Hear podcast on our website if you would like to hear more. Also, if you want to talk to us, we want to hear from you. We have something specific. Right now, we are looking for stories from new voters. Are you exercising your right to vote for the very first time in 2020? Whether, you know, you're 18 and you're able to finally vote, or maybe you're someone that's never voted before and you've decided to do that. We want to hear from you. What are you excited about? Why did you decide to vote? So here's how you do that. Download the free Boise State Public Radio app where you can record and send a radio quality message. Just use the Talk to Us feature and literally talk to us. It's as simple as that. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail if you're more comfortable doing that. That number is 208-426-3621. Again, that is 208-426-3621. And we may just use your message in our election 2020 coverage. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our general manager is Tom Michael, and our programming director is Paul Stribling. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Again, thank you so much for joining us on This Idaho Matters and every day that you join us. It's Thursday. It's a beautiful day out there. The leaves are changing. I hope you find some joy in your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.